This is Washington on steroids. This is all the bad policy that's going on in Washington coming to the miniature of America. The governor championing, really, this is a job killer package. I mean, how doing away with the mortgage deduction is going to help working families as they struggle through this real estate crash is something that's a mystery to me. How taxing small business owners and eliminating their itemized deductions is going to help job creation is a mystery to me. And I think, you know, this is really more about the Iowa caucuses 4 years from now, with Marylanders picking up the bill for a very expensive tax and spend program.
Let me ask you about the flush tax, since that impacts everybody, but it really impacts the rural areas. Your reaction?
Well, actually, this whole package has a disproportionate impact on rural areas. Again, it's part of the war that the governor's been waging on the rural areas, because you look at, we don't have the large companies, we have the small businesses. They're disproportionately impacted by these tax increases. And clearly, the flush fee, you know, with its expanded use, is something that will hurt consumers. You know, the governor needs to go to the White House website where they talk about what $40 means. This idea that when you look at the collective add of the gas tax, the registration fee, the flush tax, the itemized deductions, he's impacting families way more than $40.
If you claim the state needs the money, Do you cut more, the equivalent, to avoid the taxes, or what do you do?
For the last 2 years, Senator Brinkley and I have put forward an alternate budget to show how we could get at the structural deficit without having tax increases. Clearly, the governor needs to go back and take a look at those two budgets, because rather than tax and spending, he needs to rein in the government spending. And, you know, at the end of the day, governor's got to stop digging the hole, and he keeps digging the hole by increased spending. Earlier this week, all these announcements about increased spending. Now, later in the week, the bill comes due. Tax and spend is something that people don't want to see.